Fred, is this just one more example of what's been happening too often lately?
Just one more example, Nick. You hit the nail on the head, and, you know, it just happens so often. You just wonder, you know, why is this going on, and why do we let it go on is the biggest question.
Well, let's talk about the background checks. I mean, how do these kinds of people end up being coaches, and is it basically impossible because we're dealing with a volunteer system where people sometimes are lucky to even have one volunteer coach make that kind of time commitment?
Well, that's exactly the case. See, what happens in youth football and every other youth sport in America, every parent goes out there and they sign their kid up and somebody says, wait a minute, before you leave, we need to tell you, you need to coach. And they say, me be a coach? And they never, in many, many cases, ever care or ask, who is this individual? And so you end up getting a person like this character who gets out there and loses his cool and attacks an 18-year-old ref with 5- and 6-year-old kids standing around watching it. So, you know, the thing is, Nick, is you know and I know and John knows and everybody in the country knows, this goes on all the time in youth sports in America. And it's nothing new, but the thing that is amazing is that we don't have laws, we don't rules in communities to say, let's put an end to this, and there's ways to do it.
Well, let's go into the ways, because leagues do background checks. I know Big Brothers, Big Sisters has an FBI check, a background check, but how likely is it, once you've done a background check, that you're still going to prevent these sorts of things from happening? When people are caught up in the messiness of their lives, and they've been cut off at work, their wife's mad at them, you know, something's happening elsewhere, and they're just squeezing in time, doing the best they can to be there at the game. This coach, let's just play devil's advocate. He is swearing, but he does care about the kids. How can you prevent that?
Well, you know, the thing is when you talk about background checks, obviously we ought to do a background check if anybody's hanging around kids. I mean, we've got pedophiles, drug abusers, child molesters, the whole nine yards of people that can come out there and should not be around children. And if that's the case, we can find that out in a background check. But what you don't find out in a background check is how many people are out there that are the pedophiles that have never gotten caught, and they're still getting caught with it. What has to happen in these leagues is to be able to say, look, we're going to screen all the people that are there. But the onus really comes on the parent. And what happens so often is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, whoever in the family, drops Billy off, and they say, what a great time for me to go shopping. They don't even know who's in charge of their kid in this football program. So that's the biggest problem, and parents ought to know that.